This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York City's public schools switched to distance learning last week after coronavirus cases in New York moved upward. The second largest school district is Los Angeles, which will stay remote for the foreseeable future. This puts enormous pressure on parents, including those caught between work demands and helping kids. But some employers are offering new benefits to help. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarney-Carino has more.
Stephanie Coleman and her husband, Phil, have a lot of jobs. Keeping four-year-old Alice engaged with remote preschool.
What shape is that?
That looks like a rectangle.
Also caring for one-year-old Scarlett. And working full-time from their home in New York City. Stephanie is a business consultant for PwC. Phil works in tech.
Ali, say good morning, darling. Shirley's here.
PwC allows employees to shorten their work weeks or take sabbaticals. It doubled emergency child care subsidies and offers online learning resources for kids.
Little programs that can keep your kids engaged during the day and things like that.
Across the country, employers are offering unique new benefits for working families struggling through the pandemic. Bank of America is helping pay for childcare. Dell Technologies offers small group learning pods. And Ford Motor Company provides an hour of free tutoring a week.
There is a set of tutors who are sort of on demand for Ford employees, ready to provide homework help.
Amy Hall is an organizational psychologist with Ford.
When our employees feel like their well-being is cared for, and when our employees can be their best, then they can do their best work for Ford.
Parents of school-age kids are often in the prime of their career, but the increased demands of the pandemic have been devastating, particularly to women who have picked up the bulk of extra labor in the home and left the workforce in alarming numbers. Caitlin Collins, a sociologist at Washington University in St. Louis, says employer support for working parents is great, but
what we end up seeing is widening disparities between workers who have the supports and workers who do not.
Like James Cox, a mother in Oakland, California, who's worked as a restaurant server and bartender for almost two decades. She feels lucky just to get a day off once in a while.
I had my baby on a Tuesday. My boss called me on Friday and asked me when I was coming back to work.
Benefits to support parents are often seen as perks and usually awarded to workers in high-demand, high-wage, white-collar industries as a recruiting or retention strategy. That leaves many low-wage workers without even the most basic benefits, like paid time off. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.